It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 28, 2014. On this date in 1858, an important chapter began in the history of American retail merchandising. Roland Hussey Macy Sr. opened a new store, R.H. Macy Dry Goods, in New York at the corner of 6th Avenue and 14th Street, in a location considerably farther north than any of his competitors. On that first day, Macy's total receipts were $11.08. That would purchase just over $300 worth today. Macy was born August 30, 1822, the fourth of six children in a Quaker family on Nantucket Island off Massachusetts. Like many boys in that place at the time, he worked on a whaling ship in his teens, and he even acquired a tattoo, a small red star, that is still a part of the company's logo to this day. Between 1843 and 1855, Macy had opened other retail dry goods stores, four, and they all failed, but he learned from each of those failures. His newest venture in downtown Manhattan in 1858 proved that the fifth time was the charm. His business quickly grew and he expanded into nearby buildings and added more and more departments. Macy was quick to use publicity gimmicks to attract customers and build business. A store Santa Claus at Christmas, themed exhibits for other holidays, and specially illuminated window displays were only some of the marketing techniques that he employed. Macy offered a money-back guarantee on everything he sold, and until the 1950s, the store accepted only cash. At one point, Macy's produced its own made-to-measure clothing for both men and women assembled in an on-site factory. Macy died in 1877, and ownership of the store remained in his family until 1895, when it was purchased by Isidore Strauss and his brother. Strauss and his wife Ida were among those notables who were lost in the sinking of the Titanic in 1912. Roland Macy's department store has become a part of the framework of American life, including two of our most cherished institutions. It has conducted the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York since 1924, and the city's annual 4th of July fireworks display since 1976. Macy's flagship store on Herald Square in Manhattan is advertised as the largest in the world and draws shoppers from well beyond the New York City area. The venue is close to other Manhattan landmarks, including the Empire State Building, Pennsylvania Station, and Madison Square Garden. As of 2012, Macy's is the largest U.S. department store company by retail sales and the 16th largest retailer in the United States in terms of revenue. Today, its corporate headquarters are in Cincinnati, and with its nearly 800 locations, it took in a staggering $27.9 billion last year. It is immortalized in our popular culture in the 1947 Christmas film Miracle on 34th Street, and the final chapter of the Latin American literary classic Empire of Dreams takes place at Macy's in New York, where the heroine works at a makeup counter and dreams of becoming a star. Like Schwab's drugstore on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, the retail giant became a pathway to celebrity, at least in dreams. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 28th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.